bitch was crazy.
It's wait, not yet. Yeah. He's got to introduce the
yeah,
show.
I got to like introduce people and shit. I mean, that was the indicator I told you to use to remind
me
of the
story.
We'll
still use that indicator. We'll
keyword,
just,
code word.
Yeah, but just, we can use it. I was, yeah. See,
forget
now.
Forget you heard anything.
I was going to say it was somebody's birthday recently.
But not anymore?
No, okay. I don't give a fuck about your birthday.
Yeah, you ruined it.
Lousy Weather Media main show, episode 271. I'm Sean Ass.
Bob Gamparda.
Slim.
We have Paul at the table. Say
hey,
your name.
Hey, Paul.
You didn't look like you were ready, so I just jumped in
well, yeah,
for
you're
you.
Like, say your name. All right, I got that.
Because you were like, you were looking off over to the side, being too cool.
No, I think he was throwing off about the name sequence. He forgot.
No,
that
no,
one.
I knew.
Forgot
I,
that I,
knew,
I won it back.
Yeah, no, I remember. That's why I stayed quiet. The whole time.
And then over in the Chris Clem's coffee corner, oh, yeah. The wonderful Josie.
Oh,
say
wow.
Hello.
Dang, I didn't mean to be racist right there.
What'd you say?
Now, the Chris Clem's coffee corner, the picture is clearly on the other side. Does that matter?
It's so I can see him from that. It's so I can view him.
Gotcha.
From the.
Well, it's because of the life-size statue in the in that corner.
Yeah, of Chris.
That is pouring coffee.
The espresso machine too.
Continuously from a cup.
I don't know how I missed that.
The Frappuccino machine took up a lot of room. We had to.
So yes, Slim. It was your birthday.
It was.
When was your birthday?
Yesterday,
Sunday,
or the day before?
We're assholes. Sorry. 2 days ago. Happy birthday.
Thank you. It's cool.
I said happy birthday to him. I worked a 14-hour double that day. And still made time to say happy birthday.
I didn't even know it
well,
was.
Well, don't make
him
feel bad.
But anyway, yes. It was your birthday.
Sean said happy birthday and was like, thank you, man. I love you. And he's like, you're drunk. And I was like, oh?
Yeah, that was my response. He said, I love you. I was like, you're drunk. And then, yeah, go
I was
ahead.
Like, I was like, what do you mean? Why do I have to be drunk to tell you I love you? He's like, because I learned from Red Foreman, the only time a man tells another man he loves him is when he's drunk. Otherwise, it's just a given.
Jackass.
It's drunk or in trouble.
I
need a ride.
And then the other.
Hey, and then, pick me up.
It's my favorite moment in all of that 70s show. Did you like that 70s show?
Yeah, I've seen
I know it divides a lot of people. A lot of people hate it, and some people are obsessed with it.
No, I really liked it. Yeah.
I might be more on the obsessed.
It seems. Yeah.
Who but, hates it? Do people hate it?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you just hear what I said?
Why do you stare at Bob like that?
But anyway, so there's a great scene where Eric said I love you to Red, and it freaked Red out, and he doesn't talk to Eric for the entire episode.
Oh, nice.
Then at the very end, it's like one of the only times they're back in the little like foyer area, or like the way the house is set up is to the right. It's a foyer, and then the dining room supposedly behind that.
Yep.
So it's like one of the only scenes
are
that
you
takes
geographying
place in
the
house of that 70s show. Okay. Yeah. I don't know if I have the
with
clip
with Red
anymore.
Foreman. You got me, dude.
When you walk in the front
door. Oh, yeah. Just do it live.
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
So where are we at? We're in the foyer?
We're in the foyer.
Okay.
And Red finally talks to Eric, and he says to him, like, you know, what Slim just said. Any other time it's just a given is the way it ends, and then Eric goes, wait, that means you just kind of said you love, and he's like, well, clearly, Eric, I'm drunk, and then they and then that's how the scene ends, and it's funny as fuck.
Nice
comedy from 1999 television.
Hello, Wisconsin.
good.
It's 70s comedy from
1999. Yeah.
TV.
I ask my mom sometimes. I'm like, what was it like in the 70s? She's like, you ever watch that 70s show? I'm like, yeah. And she's like that. I'm like,
really?
That sounds
I think
awesome.
That she reads like the stoned seeds. Like everyone was just stoned in the 70s.
I want to be in the 70s.
You are.
Dude, I saw some shit today, too. I probably shouldn't be talking about this because it's like work related.
Uh-oh.
But yeah. All,
fictional story.
All places, people, and things in this story are fictional. But my one of my managers like posted on Facebook this crazy ass rant that was like, I want my boss to show up. I want one last Christmas present, and it's my boss, my doorstep, so I could tell him he's a worm headed, blah, blah, blah. Like, this fuck, all nice. These crazy things. I'm like, holy shit, I'm glad I'm off work today.
Worm headed?
Yeah, like crazy things.
That's
but
a weird.
Apparently,
did you
it's.
Like it?
Apparently it's for no. I want to do that. I'm like
love react.
I'm like, yo, somebody from my
he
work
looks like a tremor from a distance.
Yeah, grab one.
I'm like, somebody from my work is going ham. So I texted somebody else I know that works there, and I'm like,
hey, did you see this?
Yeah, you see this? This dude's going ham. Who is this dude he's yelling about? And he goes, it's from that Chevy Chase movie, Christmas Vacation, or fucking whatever the fuck
no
it is.
No wonder it's so weird.
Yeah, and I was just like, I was like, oh my god, that was way over my head. I was like, I was thinking shit was popping off at the workplace today. I was like, I am so glad I'm not there.
Huh.
Like that, it was like a fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, you're cool, fuck you situation. I was like, I am glad I'm off today. But yeah, so it was nothing. Fantastic. False alarm.
Fake news.
Oh man, fake. You got duped.
Yeah. So, but what about you, Paul? How was your Slim's birthday? Right?
Slim's birthday. That was Sunday.
Yeah,
I didn't do much. It was good.
Nice.
Happy birthday, dude.
Thank you.
I did it for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, he partied real hard for you on Saturday.
Yeah.
You sure did. Jesus.
You want to talk about Saturday?
Yeah.
You guys did great.
It Saturday was awesome. Was fun. I played a show.
Sean played a show.
It was my first real show in like 4.5 years. Now, I did do a show with the one band, but it was like a house show in front of like 2 people. So, yeah, I mean, that's...
So now how many times, 7.
Yeah, that doesn't
How many
count.
Times have you rapped in front of people, though?
Once,
I'm about to say
there
was one other time, right?
Yeah, that free show at JB's back in the day.
Yeah, in the basement, yeah.
Yeah, fucking in Kent, Ohio, on Water Street, yeah.
Really? You seemed like you were so comfortable up there.
Because
he's been
running
bands for fucking
16 years now.
But you got
a
whole band behind you. Like, he's by himself.
That's what had me so nervous before the shows.
Well, I noticed you got into the crowd and started bumping people like you used to do to me. And I was like, he's right in his element.
Yeah.
He was looking for you. He just couldn't find you.
I know. I was like,
You're too busy being drunk talking to strangers.
You're hiding. But yeah, I don't know. I just got in the mode up there that I was like, this is a fucking metal show. I might be rapping, but I'm about to just metal the fuck out. And it wasn't like a conscious thing.
You didn't throw any water bottles.
I didn't throw any water bottles. I should have.
Or Faygo bottles.
Yeah, that would have been awesome. Yeah. He whips out face paint and just turns around. After 10 minutes of painting his face in a tiny mirror.
All right, who's ready for the next song?
But did you notice... would have came out as a Juggalo rapper, that would have been so hard.
I am a Juggalo rapper.
No, but like face painted up.
Oh, no. You can't do that. They've already done that. You got to be original, bro.
Just
That's
braids.
Why I just meddled myself. You just the braids. Yeah. You can have the braids. You just can't have the paint. Yeah.
Do you notice that you keep a lot of your like metal show mannerisms, like your stage presence? Because you,
yeah,
you
that's what
like,
it was.
Yeah.
You definitely did.
It seemed
a lot of
like,
people said that when I first got in Leoto. They're like, "You look like you're in a metal band." I was like, "Well, that's the only thing I know."
that's all
I know.
It did hit me kind of today though that I was like, "Man, 16 years ago. Like, we're coming up on 16 years. We're just shy." My first show was February 2003. So I'm like, so yeah, December of 2018.
Two
now.
More months.
Damn, I was a senior in high school.
In 2003? Oh,
you're
old as hell.
I was thinking 2013. No.
Turns out Slim's older than all of us.
Yeah. I didn't even graduate until 2006.
Yeah. No, I was...
Slim's 34.
What birthday? Never mind.
Yeah.
No, I was enjoying some...
In 2003, so...
I was in third grade.
Sean's playing his first show.
I was learning about the Iditarod.
Yeah, you're learning the times what? Tables. The Iditarod.
Stone Fox.
Yeah, I learned cursive.
You read that book, Stone Fox?
Yeah, I think.
They don't teach cursive anymore, right?
No, they don't.
Do you
the
think
last of a dying breed.
That's a question to just fucking sidebar.
Sure.
Do you think if I set you down, like, I'm sure you might be able to write words and stuff, because that would come to you doing it fluidity, but could you write each letter individually?
Oh, like the alphabet? Fuck no.
Do you think you could write the alphabet lowercase?
Someone get some piece of paper.
It's going to be a Billy Madison moment, and it's going to be a
The Z is just like...
Yeah.
Looks like an R with fucking steps.
No, I could do that easy. It's
you
hard.
Want capital and lowercase?
What's up?
Yeah, right. Definitely both.
Or yeah, you can always write the sentence, the quick brown fox jumps over the brown fence.
Is that every
letter? It's every letter, yeah.
Where's Z?
Wow.
Quick brown fox jumps over the
fence is spelled with a Z, dog.
VW.
I'm
supposed to use brown twice? Maybe it's a different color.
Yeah, it's something different.
Try it.
The quick brown Azul. Zebra. jumped over the brown fox.
Why would you use brown twice?
Well,
it's yeah, what about word. Bronze?
The oh quick bronze, bronze yeah. fox yeah. jumps over the zebra brown.
I feel like you didn't need brown, but you might. You might not be as
you don't need w. zebra, there's already Z and bronze.
Why don't you just... Yeah,
so anyway...
I didn't catch that. Yeah, bronze and zebra. But zebra's a proper, so you have to do it.
But where... Oh, X is fox.
Yeah.
So, the show, though, Saturday. Yes. It was a trash fire. Mm.
Yeah.
It was definitely a trash fire.
I was a trash fire.
Slim's mad at me that I didn't rent a PA and that I just brought that jank piece of trash and put it on stage.
I'm not mad. It's just Tuesday.
Well,
like...
I brought a suitcase PA and another PA. I had two of them hooked together.
You had two PAs and you're still mad?
Tuesday, he was like, oh, PAs, yeah, it's going to sound cool for what we need. The bass might be a little lacking, but, you know, it'd be cool. And then we got there, and he just looks at me and Chance and goes, this is going to sound like shit. And me and Chance looks at each other like, let's go to Woody's. And we literally walked down to Woody's to see if we can rent something. They were closed. And we're like, fuck.
You had to go try and rent a PA at 8 p.m. on a Saturday.
I was mad that you didn't take my advice and dress like Neo from The Matrix and pull out your old trench coat with your suitcase PA. And walk in with that. That
you know what awesome. I forgot?
Yeah, I know.
Bob, you know something I completely forgot?
What?
Bob's got like a fucking beautiful bass amp sub upstairs that we could have just hooked up to the thing and we would have had an amazing PA.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would have worked, yeah.
Yeah, man, it's a nice bass that would have been beautiful amp.
He charges 10 bucks an hour.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. You guys did it. Did you guys hear my bell's broken?
I did hear that, yeah.
It doesn't work anymore. Yeah, no more bell.
But
it still hits it.
I don't know. It fucking, like, it
you
doesn't.
Slam it too
do you
hard?
Wanna, do you want to give him the beer bell?
Hell no.
Okay. It doesn't have a bell anymore. No.
You got me. I forgot Jay.
What did you say?
I forgot Jay.
That's the one I know how to do.
I got up to this far and I forgot Jay.
I don't know about the capital J, right?
Yeah.
But that's not fair because you were in school more recently than we were.
Jay is super easy, bro.
And all that.
Jay is super fucking easy.
I still learned it in 2003.
Here you go, Bob.
Oh my God.
Let me see. Let me check.
Yeah, 2003 was only 16 years ago.
Only.
I don't know if you guys heard.
Coming up on 16 years. Yeah. Back to that shit. Definitely was like, this is about to be a trash fire. It wasn't the venue I intended it to be at.
Right.
So I knew it was going to be a completely different show than I had intended. It was going to be more of a bar crowd and trying to get people to stick around through whatever the fuck we were.
Do you think it would have done better had it been at the venue that was supposed to
be? Well, yeah, because those people would have specifically been there for that.
And we could do BYOB and people would have been...
More inclined to come.
Yeah, it would have been a different energy.
Yeah, for sure.
That's true.
Bob nailed the J.
But yeah, we
are we playing Millionaire already?
What's the next one?
Did you do wait time
after J? Do you not know the alphabet? I can do J. Wait, what comes after?
I had to sing it the song in my head a couple times to keep going.
Oh, that's understandable.
Oh yeah.
I will say shout out to Freely Spoken because when the venue fell through, I hit him up and was like, "Can you contact a gyro? Can you book it? Can you do this?" And
well, literally, it's like pick up delivery or do you need a show?
Yeah, but I don't like calling people.
That's fair.
So he called him.
I order my pizza online.
But, it was funny.
The Eurogyro pickup delivery show.
You order wings and a show for nine.
I'll take a
December 1st.
A pita pizza, I guess.
You could tell how much I didn't want to talk to people because I was like, hey, Chance, go tell them to turn off the house music. We're about to start.
Like capital
and then
P,
like,
just look like a P.
Like it was until during fucking like G Black set that I finally like went up to Chance again and was like, "Yo, can you tell him to turn off the house?"
I can't tell you how many times you played shows and like you just end and you're like, "All right, cool, that's definitely like beat it in the background."
Yeah,
like, it's not me playing it.
Why don't we turn this off?
Yeah, I didn't notice until like halfway through my set. When I stopped to talk for a minute, I was like, oh, there's music playing. I better go.
Isn't that jarring? It's like when you hear it, you're like, oh, fuck.
So let's talk about your set, Slim. You did monologuing nonsense.
In its entirety.
You didn't have to like set the show up or anything. And it wasn't your first show.
No.
Like so,
and I haven't set up any show.
You didn't have the paranoia that I had the whole time.
I didn't, no.
I had a gripping paranoia eating my skin.
About what?
It was,
Okay. I mean, it's always hard to be the opener, I guess.
Yeah, you didn't open, though.
Tiger played a little. He came up to me. He was like, I'm going to fluff you. And I was like, okay, dope. He did a little 10-minute
thing. I was like, yo, Slim.
Slim unzips his pants.
I was like, Slim, it's going you, G-Black, Tiger, me, Freely. Man, he goes, what, I got to go first?
Why don't you like to open?
I was like,
as many people are there yet, and like
I had told him a week earlier, like you're first. Opening, yeah. Like,
you said you didn't know yet,
but not you're probably
that was
first.
Him saying you're going yeah. first. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's fair. Yeah. That's what I guess.
Would you rather go last or first? I would rather go first.
Shit! If I'm headlining, that'd be sweet.
Even if you're booked as a headliner,
it didn't really hold for a chance though at this show. Right, so,
I mean. We couldn't get anyone out to this. It sucked. Mm-hmm. No, like even his fucking cousin. I even made a joke on stage. Like, yeah, I told my parents, like, hey, you should come to this show that I got going on. And they're like, ah, we don't have any money. I'm like, it's free. Well, what are you supposed to do? Just sit at the bar and not buy drinks? I'll open you up a tab. Well, I don't know the roads that well. It's gonna be dark, and I'm like, oh, okay, all right, cool.
I mean, Mr. and Mrs. Slim sound
well.
Awesome.
Sean will give you directions.
Yeah,
but all my cousins came from Norton, so that was sick. They got me birthday gifts and shit. They got me a bottle of Henny. I was
your cousins were lit.
They were fun
when I was rapping. They were like the. They were all sitting down, but they were like the most reactionary.
Yeah.
I would say shit, and they'd be like. And shit like that. It'd be funny as fuck.
No, they're cool. They always love coming to my shows. Whether it's not just for me. It's just they just love the atmosphere. Especially they came to Midwest Melting Pot last time with all the metal bands. They were just like, "What is this?" Like, the
probably what happened
on.
When I went on too.
Yeah,
but so you went first. So it was Trash Fryer Music PA. How did your set go for
Here's
you?
Here's the thing. My set went great to me. It went exactly as I planned it. I thought I did okay. I thought I did pretty good. And my computer held up through mine, and everything went great. So I have no complaints about
that. Is something that really shocked me was that nobody came with an idea of how they would play their own music. They were just like, "Oh, Slim's gonna play my music." Like even G Black, like an hour before the show, was like, "I got a flash drive."
Yeah,
it's like,
I was like, "I got you, bro."
Okay, I'm like, "All right, well, Slim will have his laptop." But yeah, so it was like,
"That's how all shows you play go."
Yes,
and then
everyone just walks up to me. Here you go.
And then they're like, and then this guy's got to sit and play my songs. It's like that is ridiculous.
And I was like, "No, he's not. This is mine. Like, my DJ will play your songs."
Monty.
Yes. I trust Monty with my computer, that's even fair. Though, just that's saying, fair. Something happened in the middle of
is
the
it
show.
A MacBook?
It's a Surface book.
Yeah, it's just whatever. But it,
expensive.
Like, I almost feel like, I looked at it like it was like, I don't know what the word is, common sense to, I just had everything on one track.
Right.
I just had to hit play,
mm-hmm.
and... Go.
Do you like put like an intermission so you could talk a little
couple
bit?
Couple pauses in there towards the end, but that was more for water and breath.
That's fair.
And I knew like, okay, cunt's coming up.
Oh, this song's done. So. I could take a breath now.
I knew like cunt's coming up, so let's put a little breather here so I could be like, oh, you ain't ready for this one. You know what I mean? But so
I was not. I did not expect you to do that.
You guys were in the audience.
Yes, we were. I had a blast. It was awesome to see you guys like play. I don't know. I've seen you perform before. I've seen Sean perform before, but it's been a while, and I don't know. It was neat to see you guys up there.
It's weird. The three amigos.
Yeah, Chance. Yeah, but I've seen Chance perform as well. But like, it is neat to be like on this side instead of like waiting to play. I hate that fucking feeling.
That's why I was like mad, fucked up all. The whole time I was there.
Yeah, I understand that.
That is the reason why I do sometimes like being the opener.
That's what I'm saying.
I can just there, interact with some people, have a couple drinks, and then just I can do whatever the rest
of
the
time. I guess you guys don't have much setup time, but yeah, then just got to worry about that.
Mm-hmm. I always do a song with Chance when he goes on, though, if he's headlining. So.
Sure.
But the song we do, I can do like blindfolded and like... mute, so I'm like,
oh, let's try that next time.
Yeah, all
right,
yeah.
Mute.
He's just something like,
you can do it mute.
But I've done this song so many times, like, I can get fucked up throughout the show, and then I can just go up there.
Yeah,
and
do that song.
You just have like one of those white, like the boards, and you just
write my lyrics.
Cue cards.
No, you like, you already have them all wrote down, so you just pull
just drop
it.
One.
Yeah, you drop them
as the words are going,
yeah.
One word each.
Damn.
Yeah, I, for some reason, I kept thinking, I was like, it was hit me like after the show, like after we did it, and I'm in Vito posted those pictures. I'm looking at myself, and I'm like, I am. There was people who came up to me after the set, like especially like Monty and them. They were like, what happened to you when you're on stage? What, like, why do you become like that or whatever the fuck they're trying to say? And I was like, I couldn't think of a reason. And I like thought about it later, and I'm like, I'm just still that same 14-year-old kid. When I start performing, I'm just a happy 14-year-old kid.
Yeah.
I might look like an angry dude yelling at you. You did look angry.
Yeah. But that's how you,
my happy place.
Wow.
I'd hate to see you.
That says so much. That's my happy place when I'm enraged.
That was one of the fun parts about the show. It'd been a long time since I've been on stage. And when I started playing, like, the music, my music's obviously not as good as Slim's. Slim's a way better rapper and fucking
thank you.
Not as good as I'm.
You don't even try to be like, nah, dude.
My music's like, yeah, not as good as any of the other people who's on this show. But I like made a point that I was like, I'm gonna run back and forth and jump up and down, and I'm gonna yell and I'm gonna scream. I'm gonna do whatever I can to make every person in that place just stare at me. Even if they're not enjoying it, they're staring at me.
Then I'll go in the crowds, start checking people.
Yeah, like,
stare at me.
He came up to me and just pushed me in the chest, and I'm just like,
oh. Stare.
Imagine holding guitar and trying to remember parts, and that happened.
When that,
because that used to happen.
That's what it used to be. I would run back and forth and just push him, and then push Andrew on the other side of the stage. I just
back and forth ping ponging. I'm like, I can't
run
do
back
this.
And forth, hit him both. But
then during Chance's set, he jumps off the stage and just taps.
Yeah, me. Have you seen this video? No, I'm gonna post this when he sends it to me, but this is hilarious. So I started a pit.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, it's gonna be when Monday hits you. Like, that's
awesome. So during Chance's set, I ran up on stage to turn the bass down when that song came on because it's a nasty, just sub like distorted bass. So went up on stage to turn it down a little bit.
Probably.
And the two PAs, they needed a little bit of little love in by that point. So. Then when I was like, I'm going to come off stage, I'm like looking, and this is supposed to be the song where everybody's pitting and nobody's moving. So I just fucking dove off stage and hit Slim, pushed him into like three people, and then went behind all of them and just stood there and just was like watching them go. And then fucking like within 3 seconds from that, somebody broke a beer bottle, and I was just like, man, this is fucking crazy.
Wish I would have landed on it. That'd been sick.
You guys were still there when that happened, but I think you might have been outside smoking or hanging out by the stairs.
I was trying to track down,
Paul. Paul was very drunk. I was outside with Paul, and he was like playing Tiger Uppercut, his pop punk band, in his ear. Like Paul's got Leota playing on the cell phone.
Glory years.
Oh, God.
And what did you?
I was
drink?
Like, Paul, stop doing
dude,
this.
Honestly, like I Molson. That's it, and that's what like blows my mind. I was like, how the fuck?
Why both of you have said this? Were you guys drugged? Maybe Bobby only drank 3 beers that night. And it was really the drunkest I'd seen him in a long time.
Yeah, like legit, I've only had Molson's. My tab
Bobby
was
fell asleep on the floor, on the living room floor that night.
My tab was weird. 18 bucks. Yeah. And
for
I
like 2 seconds.
Like
your tab was $18? Yeah. I had one or two drinks.
That's what I'm saying. So either they weren't charging me or like.
I feel like
that was wild. And I ate 2 meals that day. It's not like I didn't eat all day and then just drank beer.
I didn't eat all day.
I feel like I put Bob under the bus. He didn't fall asleep on the living room floor. It was like he was like laying there like, I'm about to fall asleep.
Yeah, and he was like,
no. I'm like, no, don't do it.
He was like,
don't do it.
Yeah, he was.
Do you remember that 70s show?
He laid there for like 5 minutes, and then the cat started walking on him, and then he goes, where am I? I'm like, you're laying on the living room floor, dude.
Why is the cat in my room?
Yeah. He didn't know.
On my bed, on me.
He didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Where?
But yeah, so I'm like, you guys both barely drank.
No, I didn't barely drink. I definitely had like 6 beers there.
No,
but like
it was funnier because earlier in the night,
you just
like,
had 3 Molsons.
Earlier,
no, he had 3 beers. Okay. I probably had 6 because my tab was like $18. Like that's
mine was 18. I had 3 beers and a shot.
Yeah. Okay, well she got drinks on mine.
At least one.
Yeah,
okay. At least one.
Huh.
So yeah, I
maybe we got GHB, dude. Is that what it's called?
Who would have done that to you?
I don't know,
Jorge. That's mean. I'm sorry. Jorge would not have done that. He was there.
Let's get this party started.
He was there in a weird jacket, though. Okay.
He won't taste a thing.
He did take selfies.
Or remember one.
So, but yeah, so about seven songs into my set, I busted out one of mine and your old classics, Paul. Yeah, the song's officially titled Keep It Classy, Cunt.
Yes, but we changed it to Cunt for a new release of it.
No, other way around.
Oh, it was called Cunt before,
it
then
called
it was Keep It Classy.
Before, okay, and we changed it to Keep It Classy.
He's
Cunt.
The band historian.
Yeah.
Sean asked over here.
No, I thought you meant me.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Get everything wrong.
But yeah, so when you heard your iconic guitar playing come through those speakers.
Yeah, iconic. Yep,
that's what I heard. Yeah. How did you feel a little bit?
Tens of people heard it. yeah, no, that was neat. I haven't listened to that album in forever. That I listened to the one that... the Paying Dues. That's the one I like.
Yeah. The last one. Because it sounds good.
It does sound really good.
Sonically.
Chance went ham when that song came on.
I didn't really see Chance. What I saw was...
He was the only one throwing anything.
I think the only person that didn't know I was going to do it was Robert Udy.
I didn't know.
You didn't know I was doing it?
You said you had a surprise. You said you had a surprise.
Yeah, because as soon as we walked in, I'm pretty sure it was like one of the... First thing she said to us,
I told you guys, I told Tommy Tough Nuts that I was going to do it, which was so good seeing Tommy Tough Nuts.
Yeah,
Is he the dude that wears the beanie and has the long hair? Because he looks like a Tommy Tough Nuts.
Yeah, and he's been at every show for fucking half a decade at least.
Oh, for sure. Every Outpost show,
anytime we're in Kent.
Yeah,
sure. Any of us, too. He goes to Chance's shows, and that's why he was there that night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if he really realized I was on the show or not.
He's a homie.
Tommy's great. But anyway, so yeah, Tommy Tough Nuts, I told him, I said I was going to do some metal stuff, and he was like, oh yeah, oh, crazy.
No, I it was unsuspecting to me. I just heard it, the guitar, and I was like, what?
but Yudi's face, fucking, he was like, it was such a pure joy and shock.
Yeah.
And then he ran up and like was trying to hug me, and I'm like, I'm singing, like, I mean, hi.
I remember when Andrew wrote that, he was like, I just take the fucking stupidest riffs you could, like, anyone could play, right? I'm just a one note breakdown, and then I put the hardest thing right after it. And he's like, that's how I write metal. I was like, okay.
Yeah, the, that makes sense. And it was so funny, too, because when I dropped it in... Well, what I did... So I don't have a copy of that shit anywhere anymore, so I just recorded it off of Spotify.
Nice.
And then just put heavy, like... I just, like, cranked the EQ on the bass.
Yeah.
So that's why I just sounded all fucking just like... through the fucking speakers. It was funny as fuck. But, yeah, that was the moment where I watched everybody's face just like, man, these people... They don't even know what the fuck's hitting them.
Oh,
right,
most of us remember Under Dead Sky.
Up front. But the people at the bar who weren't there for a show, they just came to drink at the bar, hang out at the Eurogyro.
Should have did a full song.
No, I think they were more offended by Slim, actually.
They got our trash fire up there.
Because a couple people were giving some dirty looks when Slim's
talking about making women anal. Come from anal.
Yeah. Yep,
didn't
exactly.
Didn't you have something about your dick being a whip?
Yep.
It's like a lasso.
They're always coming back to me. My dick is like a lasso. No. And then my shirt said, you little slut, like with YSL on it. I was turning some heads. It's fine.
Yeah. Did you see Slim blinging that night also? Let's talk about Slim's bling that night.
I did. Yeah, I did.
He made fun of it until he saw Vito's rings.
Slim had like...
Dude, Paul was worse when he saw Vito's rings. He probably doesn't even remember, but Paul pretty much fell on the floor laughing so hard.
You came up to me and you were like, what the fuck is this, dude?
No, this was right when we got there. Yeah.
No, this was when you were fucked up at this
point. Okay, well, that's it, because I already saw him before. I was like, good lord.
You're like, what the fuck is this, dude? We got here. And I was like, just some bling, man. And he goes... silly. And I was like, you think this is weird? And I just grab Vito and bring him over, and both of his knuckles are like banged out with these giant lions and warriors and shit. Yeah. And you just lost your mind.
Is that like a new thing with your generation? Bling?
I mean, I think we all took that serious for a second.
God damn it.
I'm just so old. It's a new thing these days?
Rocks, huh?
Yeah.
God damn.
Who knew?
So I want want to hear your guys' experience. We've talked about me just droning on and on about myself. I want to hear you guys talk about myself.
Well, like I said, it was awesome to see you guys on stage, especially in that aspect, because I haven't seen you rap in fucking, I mean, that JB show had to have been, what, 7 years ago?
2007, probably, 2006.
So longer than that, yeah. And I don't really get to see you perform that often, but yeah, it was really cool to see everyone perform. Mm.
Yeah, I had a good time. It was neat.
It was really cool.
Sean, I've only ever seen you do metal, so yeah. I wasn't at that.
And it actually,
the first and only other show.
Probably been a long time since you've seen me do metal, too, because you weren't around when I was in Under Dead Sky,
Not really.
And shit.
No.
Yeah, it was the last shit you saw me do was probably like Forever Undone, or even before that. Bring Your Calculator, probably.
Bring Your Calculator.
The old Screwy Louie stays.
Yeah.
When
That's not even there anymore. That building's gone.
No, it's beautiful, like Pizza Fire and all that shit. Now, pulling onto that road nowadays is insane compared to back in the day.
Oh, what road's that?
The Pyster. The only thing that is still there from what it used to be is the Eurogyro.
Yep.
Everything else is completely new from 10 years ago. Like, that's how much it's changed. And the amount, like, I couldn't find nowhere to fucking park. That city lot behind the Vineyard that used to just be straight. Empty,
right?
Full to the brim nowadays.
No, like, I had to park in the very top of the parking garage.
The streets full. Yeah, I was in the parking garage too. I was like, "Fuck, I'll pay $5." Like,
you had to pay $5 to park.
It was $5 for the garage. Yeah.
Well, the Uber
for a
there,
Saturday night. That's not too bad.
The Uber there wasn't too bad. Like what?
15.
But back. It got up to $30.
It's because it goes into that weird like price point thing to where it's like four times.
It was like, it's busy. Fares are unusually high.
Yeah, $30 from Kent to
the Akron. Later it gets, it fucking just goes up and up.
Yeah, Sean gives a ride home. Thank you.
I give you a ride home. Josie taught me a great thing. I might be letting the cat out of the bag here.
Uh-oh.
But it's really a funny thing when Paul is blackout drunk. To get you to stop is to confuse you. So when you start going like, say something weird to you, like you're Justin Bieber, and you stop and you go, huh? I'm Justin Bieber.
I didn't know that was a thing here.
And you're like, but then you start rolling with that. Ah, you hear me, Sean? I'm Justin Bieber. And then you just go, hey, Paul, what's outside? And you go, huh?
Oh, shit. There's an outside?
And then,
I gotta check that out.
Distract you. And
like, hey, you owe me $20.
It gets you to stop. Huh? That was funny. I didn't want to bring that up, but that was the best part.
No, you didn't.
All I hear is her whisper. She goes, I'm gonna see if I can get $10 out of it. I was like, what? And then she just starts going, she goes, Paul, you owe me $10 from earlier. And you were like, you just ignored her.
All the time he was coherent and he remembered
everything. You ignore her. And then she goes, Paul, remember, you owe me $10. Do you have cash on you? You owe me $10. I need it. And then you were just like, I don't owe you $10. Like, you got so sober. Like, all of a sudden, blackout, screaming Paul, becomes sober as Jehovah.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I don't owe you $10.
I gotta check the books. I'm like, no, that's not right. That's always right there, I guess.
What's that thing you say to computers to, like, fuck them up?
I don't know.
It's, like, not algorithms. It's, shit.
Y2K.
Great reference.
I know. Y2K. That was a really good conversation, and my cheeks hurt from laughing so hard. You
stops.
Derailed that
just
hard.
Stops dead. Not sorry. Funny. Anyway.
Guys ever hear Roblox?
But you know what was really fucked up about that day?
Roblox.
So I obviously was a little antsy, you know what I mean? I worked super late Friday night, so I didn't get home till almost 2. But I fell asleep at like 3, and I got up at like 5. And
A.M.?
Yeah, and went to to the bathroom. Oh. And I was like, yeah, I should see if the rent check cleared. And I like check my bank account, and then I just got all this money missing and fucking PayPal charges. So my identity was stolen.
Oh, what? Yeah, you did say
and
that.
Somebody wanted to be me that bad, yeah.
They knew about your show.
And so then I'm like, well, I got to stay up and talk to PNC Twitter support at 6 a.m. You know what I mean? Like,
how are they?
I got to find out. Fine. I just messaged them like, what do I do? And they were like, you got to wait till it's cleared. Yeah, they were like, we can't do anything while it's pending. You got to wait till it's cleared and you can dispute it here and blah, 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 blah. But yeah, so today is when it finally cleared, and I was able to dispute it. So, yeah, it'd been a couple days of fucking being
your money back?
Fuck. Well, right now I have what they call a temporary credit pending investigation of the charges that I'm disputing. So at least now I know nothing that no checks I have out are going to bounce and shit.
That is good.
But
especially since the red checks
come out. I'm like, I'm doing all this shit online, filing a dispute, and it's like, you know, deactivating my debit card and shit. And they're like, you know, are you going to be fine without a debit card for 3 to 5 days? Yes. Fine. And then after I do it, I go, man, I want to order a pizza.
Uh-oh.
Maybe I could shop on Amazon. Yeah. Maybe I do all this. I'm like, I instantly just like thought of everything I wanted to do with my debit card. I'm like, I got a debit card. I want to use it.
No.
And I can't. Yeah, I can't use it for 3 to 5 days. You want to know, what really kicks me in the ass about this?
What really grinds your gears?
You can tell I'm a diehard Cleveland Browns fan with this, right?
Okay.
So I've had this bank account for over 10 years.
Oh, the paradoxes. Card. That's what it was. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
You did it again.
Go on. That was going to bug me.
Finally got that itch, guys.
Yeah, for over 10 years now, I've had a Cleveland Browns debit card.
Yeah.
And now my bank doesn't sponsor the Cleveland Browns. They no longer offer Cleveland Browns debit cards.
No.
So
I can't believe you still even have that.
My card was set to expire in 2 years, so I thought, well, at least I got the Browns card for another 2 years.
Yeah.
No.
I wonder if they sell debit card stickers.
Oh, I just put a Browns sticker.
Yeah, skin. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I've had a Cleveland Browns debit card for that long. When I was and it's fucked up because I've paid for it too since.
You had to pay extra for that?
Yeah.
Not when I first got it. Because I used to have National City.
Sure.
And they offered it for free because they sponsored the Browns. Okay. PNC bought National City,
and
became
they
the
hate
new
the Browns. Well, so they made us pay for it.
Yeah, they became the new sponsor of the Browns.
One too,
but they're also Pittsburgh. Like, they're like Pittsburgh National something bank or whatever the fuck. So, yeah, Pittsburgh National City. Yeah. I don't know, committee. Pittsburgh
Steelers card.
For free.
Yeah,
fuck
all. Well, from National City.
Yeah, the new card comes in, it's a Steelers card. You're like, son of a bitch.
I would break it.
Hey, I lost another card.
Yeah, now I'm 3 to 5 days without another one.
I want to go on Amazon. I love debit cards. Really,
yeah, so my identity was compromised. Has that ever happened to you?
No,
like,
never.
Everybody I've talked to about it, it's like, oh, that happened to me. Yeah. Like, and I'm like, this is my first time, so I was freaking out. That added on to my level of nervousness.
I would,
Saturday.
Yeah, that's awful.
Go ahead, Josie.
I was going to say, does that qualify as identity or just like...
I think it's just, but there's no other like term.
I know, that's what
like,
I was trying to think of it, and like, I don't know if there is.
It was a fraudulent charge. Yeah.
Google it.
Google it, Slim. It was a fraudulent charge, essentially, I guess is the way to put it.
This is true. Yesterday at work, a customer came in and was just paying for their food, and they started talking to me about how they have a new credit card because their identity was stolen, and I was treating their conversation like it happens literally every Tuesday. I was like, oh, cool.
Well, I think that credit card theft does happen a lot more. Like, it's crazy. I went to the gas station the other day, and my card, my card got stuck in the thing, and I was like, oh,
You thought it might have one of them
skimmers. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I thought. I was like, it's got a skimmer or whatever they're called. This is sealing my identity right now, and I can't get my card out. And it was literally like, I've got my legs up, and it was stuck like that hard in that machine.
Broke my tailbone when I fell out.
Yeah, yeah.
I broke my card in half, pulling it out. I'm 3 to 5 days without one. And
it's just called debit card fraud.
All right.
That's it. Thanks, Google.
You're welcome.
I mean, I'm just hoping somebody doesn't have, like, the info. Like,
well,
it was nice that the charge said, like, my debit card at the end, 50, or my bad, whatever.
Wow. Yeah, keep going. Here's my social.
Let's go ahead and order that new card now.
I wonder how my identity got stolen.
What's your address?
I guess that card number doesn't matter now.
Maybe you shouldn't have texted Jorge your address all those weeks ago.
Holy shit, he fucked us all.
Wow. He drugged you guys.
He drugged
Sean's
you both.
What's he trying to do?
How awesome would it be if, like, when your identity got stolen, you, like, like walk into your house and someone's sitting in your chair making beats, petting your cats, and you're like, what the hell? Yeah. Bob's talking to him like they're you. And they're like, oh my God, no, someone broke in. You're like, no, guys, it's me.
That'd be fucked up.
Hey, can you take the oil off? My chicken patty's in there.
They have to have movies about that already.
That it's is literally, I was going to say, that brand new movie that's on Netflix about a cam girl is that same storyline. It's called Cam.
Dang.
Sean's, whoa. Yeah.
Whoa. Biting my shit.
What if Jorge contacts you about a video?
And then she gets online and there's somebody else that's literally her.
She
calls and then she's like, hey, I'm locked out of my account. And they're like, no, you're online right now.
Yikes.
It's crazy. Yeah,
Jorge
crazy
contacts movie. Sean about a video proposition. So get this. Someone else is sitting in your house petting your cats, right?
Derailed again. I don't know. What are you talking about?
What?
The same
Jorge
thing.
Jorge making movies.
Yeah. I said Jorge did this, but he's making movies saying, oh, yeah, he wants you to star in the role.
Yeah, Netflix. It's called Cam.
Yeah, like, but it's not identity theft, then.
Like the ultimate joke of
Jorge stole my identity.
He stole your identity, but he wants you to play in the role of someone that got their identity stolen.
That is some meta shit right
so
there.
So my actual identity got stolen so that I could play a role about somebody who...
You had to learn.
It's real method acting.
Yeah, he's
it's
preparing
like
you.
It's Jim Carrey, a man on the moon
because
type
Jorge
shit.
Because Jorge stole it.
That'd be a sick idea actually for a movie, is a director that, like, instead of method acting, the director, like, pushes
the real
people.
Shit to people.
Like, yeah.
It's like it became one thing and just kept branching out. These circles just keep getting bigger.
They did that movie already. It's called The Human Centipede.
Ah, yeah. Okay. And they all eat shit.
Except for the one.
So do you want to take a break? We'll come back. We'll play we'll play round two of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yeah.
Woo!
We lost the scores from round one.
So
all
who
I
knows?
Know I know I won. Bob was second, Slim was third, and you were last.
Yes.
So we'll go
Jorge and I were last.
So we'll say 4 points, 3 points, 2 points, 1 point.
It was all revenge for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
It looked like a real cocksucker, didn't it?
Now we know why Jorge did.
And now he's a millionaire
what
with
he
your
did.
Account.
Oh, God, my
tab.
Yeah,
he sold that movie to Netflix.
He's ordering Domino's, and Amazon.
Using Sean's debit card for everything he wants.
I won this $200 fair and square.
God, I fucking love this Browns card.
You wish you had this pepperoni pizza right now.
God damn it.
Amazon's awesome.
Fucking debit card fraud. I'll add in music
scary,
later.
Man. Okay.
I was like, I don't know if this is a break or if it's still being
my I am recording, but my tablet died, so I gotta restart it. Alright, now we're on break now. Promise to depart, just promise one thing. Kiss my eyes and lay me to sleep. This is what I brought you, this you can keep. This is what I brought you, may forget me. I promise you my heart, just promise to sing. Kiss my eyes and lay me to sleep. What do you guys think about free gifts?
I love them.
I love them.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, who wouldn't want a free gift?
I know.
Who
doesn't? Depends. It depends. Go ahead, Bob. Elaborate.
Oh, well, I mean, if you got depends. You're like, I don't want this.
I don't really always like free gifts.
Actually.
Why?
It wouldn't be that bad.
Because sometimes, like, if I'm not going to use it, and then I'll feel bad about taking it, because, like, somebody else could have used it.
Hold on. What's not a free gift? Let's establish this real quick.
Huh? What do you mean?
Because we keep saying free gifts. Like, saying it for free. So what's a non-free gift?
Wait,
well, I guess just a gift.
Well, sometimes you can sign.
That you
said
for.
Sometimes like you'll sign up for something and they'll send you a free gift with.
Oh,
your
okay, yeah,
sign
with your
up
subscription.
For
okay,
what was,
that makes
like,
sense.
What was the gift?
What
you
was
were talking
yeah?
About?
What was the original?
The even, bell.
Oh, the bell.
Oh yeah, the bell was a gift.
It was a free gift I got from.
Okay, like
from
for instance,
TR gave it to me.
Yeah,
like. The other day, somebody was trying to give me something for my fish tank, and mm-hmm. I was like, I appreciate it, but I don't think I would use it.
What was it, like a tiny raft?
No, it was another filter, but I had already cut out my lids to fit my other filter,
so you
and it already works fine,
sense.
So I was like, yeah.
I saw somebody the other day.
So I didn't accept the gift.
Somebody bought, like, a bunch of people coffee collectively, like buy everybody coffee. And the one guy was like, oh, I don't want it. I don't like taking things from people. It was like, they already bought it, and they're being nice. Like, why act like that?
Even,
just take it and don't drink it. Like, what? Who cares what you do with it?
But or give it to somebody that does drink coffee if you don't drink coffee.
It was just such
that.
A weird statement.
You don't want to go to waste, like Bob said.
I don't take things from people, but that would be the not taking free gifts mentality.
True. Yeah.
Because you don't want to have to owe somebody later.
Yeah, you feel indebted to them. Got a life debt. Because they gave you coffee.
No.
That's the way.
You owe him a lifetime favor.
That was the tone.
Anytime I call
with.
Upon you. Remember that coffee?
Yeah, remember that coffee?
Maybe it's
just in front of that car.
Like the jobs I've worked, we always got like free food and things like given to us.
Yeah.
If you say I can have something, I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
Just because I can.
If there's stuff back there, you're eating it.
Oh, I'm going to. Yeah. Free gifts. Free food. Give it all
food
to
food is
me.
A great free gift. That's why I said it depends.
Right. Brussels sprouts.
If it's
no
free
thanks.
Food, I will accept that gift. And if it's like a something like a filter for my fish tank, like
what
if
you
I needed
starving
it,
and I said,
it,
Bob, but... I have this sandwich. You should eat this sandwich.
Are you dropping us hints for Christmas? A filter for your fish tank?
No, that's
he
the
has
one.
Filters.
No,
yeah, he said like three times he
food
doesn't
is
want
a good
filter.
Gift.
Huh.
Yeah,
food. He wants food or sandwiches. Clothing with tags still on it, like people from Ukraine.
Sandwiches, bro.
Yeah, sandwiches. Get him a sub fucking sandwich.
I got you.
If you don't bring an Italian sub on Christmas Day.
Italian's the only way
Christmas,
to go.
Christmas is a Tuesday this year.
It is.
Oh.
Well, I had an idea.
What?
I wanted to...
You want to have a Christmas party?
Yeah, I was going to invite you guys over.
Spoilers.
And we would do...
I guessed.
If you want, we can record something in the basement, but I was going to set up food.
Yeah, Paul has
free
a studio.
Gift food.
Free gift food.
Wow. And,
free gift food. Oh, that's what
and
we'll
I was going to come up with some type of game that we could play for the and get into the Christmas spirit.
Game. Okay, Rudolph the Red-Nosed game.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking of buying a game.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed
game. That was me just saying.
I don't know anything about it.
Candy cane.
They have I'm guessing it has to do with cards because there's an expansion pack to it.
Oh, okay.
And but they have an expansion pack that's called the Street Fighter 2 expansion pack, and I was like,
Street
I want to
get this
Street Fighter game.
2.
I don't
What's
know
the game called?
I've been in the streets making
like,
raps and Shaq Fu.
They sold me with Street Fighter 2 expansion. I don't need to know anything else.
Street Fighter 2.
I was like, sold, yeah.
Paul, just don't say game deer.
You didn't like that?
That sounds like he's being hunted. I don't want to think about Rudolph on a mantle.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Rudolph. His glowing red nose above a fireplace. Like, no thanks.
Actually,
he's so easy
like that.
To spot.
It's so not PC that we should run with that.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Sega Game Deer.
Wait. You went there.
I mean, that's a, yeah. So,
how did we end up there?
I don't know. Yeah,
because Christmas is on a Tuesday.
Christmas, it's on a Tuesday.
Yeah, let's make a special song.
Christmas going up
on a Tuesday.
Tuesday. I'll find the instrumental. We
all right.
Yes. Yeah, we'll
shout out
that
Slim will do the verse. Yeah, whatever happened to the guy?
Yeah,
I love Mackinnon.
He was.
That was his rap name. I love Mackinnon.
I don't know what you're
McConan,
talking about.
McConan, but
his name was I Love Mackinnon.
I understand
Mackinnon.
Matt McConan now, yes. You said it four times to me.
That's the person who sings that song?
Yeah.
I Love Mackinnon.
Oh, okay.
He had like a few other good songs. I really liked him for a while, and then he just completely fell off.
I never heard anything else.
They're not good songs. There's no way they're good
songs.
He
was piggybacking over the Lil Peep and XXX Death because
you
he got
know,
on that song.
You want to know what's up?
When Lil Peep and XXX died, they dropped a song together.
Oh,
and then
McConan, so you're saying he just
and
popped
McConan
up,
was okay. Like, yo, let me get on that.
And was excuse like, me. One thing I found out about this beat, listen to the beginning of it. How old is this song now?
3-4 years?
I would almost say 5 even. But listen to the very beginning of it. Listen to the beat tag on it. Sorry, Bobby.
Sunny Digital, right? Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
That's
hold up,
nerd
hold up.
Ass shit.
So, I was like, he said the Sunny Digital part, but the Metro Boomin part is what caught my ear because I was like, Metro Boomin does everything nowadays. Mm-hmm. He's 21 Savage, he's Big Sean, he's every fucking hot song that comes out now with that boom, boom, boom.
It was. It was 2014.
Is fucking is Metro Boomin, and I was like, I Love Mackinnon started the trend.
Huh,
he probably dropped like $15,000 on a beat.
on a Tuesday.
500. But it's somewhere between 500 and 15.
I wouldn't say he started it.
And then
Metro's been doing
Where did you hear any Metro Boomin beat before that one?
Future, Young Thug.
I don't know. Future didn't hit Metro Boomin until later than I heard.
I'm sure that it's on the internet somewhere.
But anyway, yeah.
Nothing to back that up. I heard it.
I was like, I'm damn. Sure, right? I love Mackinan. I love Mackinan way ahead
Stop
of the...
Stop calling him Mackinan.
I love Mackinan way ahead of the trend going up on a Tuesday.
Conan.
So we're going to play Who
Love
Wants
Macadamia
to...
Nut.
We're going to play Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. It's Lousy Weather Media Edition.
From 1927.
Fighters, are you ready?
Yeah. Bare knuckle, eh?
Here's a new episode of Rocky and Bullwinkle. Now, I made the decision that we're not skipping old questions. So...
Yeah, they're just
because half the time we're probably going to forget. Like, I don't remember who the fuck the skier was or what year the Summer Olympics was and shit that I answered last week.
Well, you can do that backwards math again, so.
Yeah, I feel like you do. But sure, so, let's give him that one again.
So I'm just saying that if we hit the same questions, you know.
How come we only got the 50-50s this time?
What's up?
Because we're playing
We're doing 50-50. Everybody's still going to have a 50-50, and then we're going to do Ask the Audience still, but we're going to have to wait till people get eliminated.
It's like grind tokens.
Because the only audience you can ask is people that are eliminated. So until someone gets eliminated, there's no Ask the Audience.
Yeah.
Correct.
Well, what if they have a vendetta and they want you to lose also?
Now, if you didn't listen to the previous edition...
That's what makes it interesting.
Oh.
The previous edition of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, we played. Paul, you were eliminated in the first round, I want to
so
say.
So was Jorge. Quickly, yes, both of us were, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you didn't even
Not
end
the only
with,
one.
You didn't even end with any money.
No, I had $100.
$200.
So then you answered the first question.
Yeah, yeah, I nailed it.
So, and then Slim was very upset this game that we played last time because I kept getting easy questions.
And red fish, blue fish, yellow fish, two fish.
That's wrong.
Yeah,
and
it
was like, which one is not alike? And
oh,
like, come
okay.
on.
And then you just started yelling at Paul and Josie about giving each other googly eyes and weird. Man, you were going ham last time. And
I wanted to win.
And then
throw us underneath the bus.
And I think Bobby may have been the most nervous, but also the most like studious. He got the hardest questions out of everybody and answered them all. He made it all the way until the round right before I did. I made it one more round.
Yeah,
and then I won.
And then champion Sean
just
saying,
I'm the winner.
Crown me king.
And what's funny is when it started, I was like, start with Bob. And Bob was like, no, I want to go last. So instead, we started with Jorge. So Bob could have been getting easy questions.
Could have been.
Could have been.
But instead, he waited to be last.
Instead, it was me, the king, the champion, the ruler. Where's my crown?
I almost did a spit take.
Who's starting first?
Oh, shit. Josie fixed the bell. We didn't talk about that on the air yet.
Yeah.
Bell mechanic.
That's why I missed you over those 2 weeks.
Yeah,
I needed somebody to fix shit.
We can go ahead and add that to my credentials, my resume.
Bell fixer.
Producer, note taker, bell fixer, game bringer.
All your podcasting needs.
Talk.
Yeah, 1927.
Right,
and phenomenal speaker.
No, not really. Oh. who was first?
Okay. The bell's back.
So who is? I think whoever went, who got last place, is the starting point.
Oh, hey, me.
So we're gonna go.
We'll go around this way this time.
Counterclockwise.
Unless Bob, unless you want to be second, you want to be
I
last
feel like
or
we
second?
Still go clockwise.
Okay.
Which way is clockwise?
This way.
Okay, so yeah, Bob,
how do,
you're second.
How
so, Bob,
work?
Would you like to go first this time?
No, Bob, you want to go
50-50?
Want to go first?
Yeah.
It's left or right. What do you mean?
eliminate one, please.
Yeah.
No, Paul's going first because he was last place last time.
All right, Paul.
Yeah.
Are we ready to start or anything else? All right.
We're here. So, yeah, the point system, last time we said we were going to go by money, but now we're going to go by whoever wins gets 4 points, whoever gets...
Wait, how do you get $1 million?
What's up?
Who wants to be a millionaire? Who wants to get win 10 points?
Oh, God damn it.
We lost the score sheet
Yeah, I lost
the first
score
round.
Sheet because the cats puked on it.
Way to pull the curtain back.
All right, so we'll do it like this then. I have 400. Bobby has 300. You have
100,
and he has 200. We'll go like this. Slim has 200. Pronouns, pal. We'll go.
Which that. Sounds like the most PC game ever.
Pronouns, pal.
Oh boy. And tonight, yeah. I'm
I think
just
I
gonna...
played that in third
hey,
grade.
Hey, Paul,
with my cursive.
You're Justin Bieber. No, yeah.
What?
Paradox.
I'm just going to hand you the card because it has the dollar amount on the card as well. It's easier.
Yeah.
Instead
yeah.
of grabbing this.
Grabbing the money.
Money.
Grabbing
the you know, it was fun this being banker money. The first time, but being host and banker.
You don't even have to
really
do it.
Tough.
You can just make a checkpoint or something.
I don't want to keep score either. That's not fair either. I'm going to hand you
your
card,
to choke?
And you will hold them.
I said choke.
Yeah, I know. I meant like, wait, whoa, keep. Hey.
What? You want me to choke you?
That's what you want.
You
want
keep?
Like,
you want keep on. Score? Motherfucker,
I'll choke you.
I'm a rapper now.
Oh shit!
About time I go to jail for fucking yeah. tonight.
J-Rock.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
You see me, man? Peace out, you.
All right. So
right,
we're
are
starting.
We ready?
Yeah, we're starting with Paul. Let's get
all right.
Let's get the show on the road.
Your $100 question.
Ooh.
What is the name of Barbie's boyfriend?
Ken.
Hold up. You've got to wait. Multiple choice, man. Yeah. Is that your final answer,
it is
Ken?
Final which, answer, yeah.
Not true.
That's your final. You're not. I mean,
no, you let him.
A, Steve. B, Dave. C, Johnny. D, Ken.
D, Ken.
That's correct.
His name is Ken, not Deacon.
Oh, yeah. Damn, I'm out again. He's my 50-50.
Deacon. Barbie and Steve.
Oh, boy.
It's Barbie and Steve.
You know what's funny is if they would have named it Barbie and Steve in the 50s, we wouldn't think it was weird in 2018.
Like Ken.
Yeah, we'd be like,
Ken?
Barbie and Ken? Oh my
Ken.
God.
That sounds
sorry.
Like a douche.
Sorry, go ahead, Joe.
That's okay. I'm trying to figure out how to say this name. I think I got it.
Oh,
right. Nadia Comaneci won 3 Olympic gold medals in 1976 for which sport?
This is a $100 question.
Jinx, you owe each other a Coke. This
a,
is for
diving,
Bobby.
B, swimming. C, gymnastics, or D, track and field.
God, why didn't you go
fuck
first?
Me, right?
What the actual
Ken,
fuck?
I got Ken.
What the, this is what I'm talking about. This is why I got so mad.
Googly eyes.
I'm using my fucking 50-50 already because I have no clue what that
it's
is.
It's supposed to be Bobby's
it's
turn.
Bob's question.
You said clockwise.
Oh, I did say Slim. I went backwards.
Bob is clockwise.
Oh, you looked at me. I like,
did. I thought it went to you. Probably
damn.
Because it was so hard. I'm dumb again.
Yeah,
no,
guess we're
on the
go. Guess we're on the redo.
She is
redo.
You're no. Right. Please, go
no
ahead, Bob.
Redo. No redo. No redo.
That was funny.
I lost my 50-50 too.
No, you didn't.
So, okay, so what's the name? What's the sport?
Yeah, did you say
run this by us one more time?
Nadia Comaneci, I think that's how you say it, won 3 Olympic gold medals in 1976 for which sport? A, diving. B, swimming.
Use your 50-50.
C, gymnastics. Or D, track and field.
I feel like I know this.
That doesn't do Bob any good.
Just letting you know, Bob. Ask
just,
the audience.
Just rubbing it in. Just, yeah, just salt in the wound.
What was the C one?
It was A, diving, B, swimming, C, gymnastics,
fucking
or D, track and field.
C, gymnastics.
I would go with that one, too.
That's right.
Boom.
No. Oh,
wow.
$100.
Yikes.
All right,
Sean. Say the word dead.
It's my turn, dude.
All right, Sean. Okay, am I asking the right person? Sean.
Yeah, tell your name.
According,
what if there's one with H and one with his name? It could be either. It's a trick question.
What?
According to the song, what type of tree should you tie a yellow ribbon around? A, pine, B, oak, C, ash, D, maple.
Go with the last name, dude.
Did you say according to the song?
Yeah, I have no idea. I'm about to get
what the fuck song?
I'm about to get eliminated.
You don't know the song?
No.
Yes, you do.
Tie a ribbon round a tree.
That's it. Yeah, right. How'd you know? You said you didn't know it.
Tie a yellow ribbon round a pine tree. A pine?
It's final answer.
Final answer?
Is that what you're going with? You asked me like it was a question.
No, no, I said yeah.
Is that my final answer?
It is...
Pine tree.
Not pine tree. Oh. It is oak tree.
Oak tree.
It's by the Tony Orlando and Dawn.
Who?
Okay.
You don't know.
That was a $100 question, too.
Yeah, this is rigged.
This
yeah.
is... That's a, one of the most popular songs ever.
Never.
Tie a ribbon around the old oak tree. That song or something like that?
Nah, I have no idea. I've never heard it.
Yes, you have.
I've never heard it. So I'm eliminated. So you
put
now
that,
have
put
you,
that in the break segment.
You now have
that
a,
song.
You
yeah.
Have,
before
have
this.
A,
yeah. So now we can ask Sean.
Yeah. You
wait,
now have
Slim,
an ask the audience member.
Okay. Yep. Slim, are you ready?
Yeah. Mine's gonna be like explain quantum physics or something.
Yeah, paradox.
Yeah. I got it.
Who's Ken's girlfriend?
What is the name for the headquarters of the U.S. Department of Defense? A, octagon, B, hexagon, C, heptagon, D, pentagon.
D, pentagon.
There you go.
Nice.
Pass this over to Slim.
Sweet. Paul, right. We're in this.
That's it
yeah.
for the $100 round.
You.
And we're moving on. $200.
That's a hard question.
Hey, you guys, look at the more steps.
Are you ready?
Who goes first? Paul, ready?
I can't hear anything you're saying. Sean's blasting.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I typed in the oak tree into Spotify, and it's a Morris Day and the Time song.
Oh, nice.
But it's,
hell yeah. Morris so, Day and the motherfucker.
But it's not what you were talking about. It was just like, boom, boom, bam, boom, boom, the old oak tree. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Turn it down again? Okay. What word can be put... Oh, wait. Dang. This is... A repeat. Are you
sure? Jorge's question. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. What word can be put in front of the words track, way, and horse to make three other words? A side, B cross, C sound, D race. You get. You have, someone has to time him. You think about it. Ignore us.
Wait. No. Answers again. It's race.
Do you want the answers again?
No, race.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah. What did Jorge say, though? Side.
Side horse. Yeah,
sideway.
Because he texted me the next day, and he was like, sideways, when someone's really fat on one side. Yeah. He's like, see, it makes sense. I was like, I get it.
Yeah, Chris Clem was busting his balls like, you're going to get on your side horse and go to the sideways.
Yeah, I remember looking at me like, if you really
dang.
Think about this, it's easy. And he was like, side.
This is another repeat, and I'm pretty sure Bob had this one last time, too. So, $200 question. What is a baroness's husband known as?
Oh, damn.
A. Barry... B. Barney, C. Baron, D. Baronet.
C. Baron.
That's correct.
Baron.
I
there
did
you
have
go.
This one last
yes,
time.
Yes, you did.
Did you shuffle? Or did you
the
shuffle?
Baron
no,
von Raschke.
I didn't shuffle. There's 1,000 cards here, Bob.
And I picked 4 from last time.
I know, it was my bad, but I noticed it. That was a repeat, but I gave... I just pulled some out, and I'm just pulling
it happens.
Them in order.
Yeah,
so
I was about to say,
I'm,
you'll get used to cycling them.
I'm now putting
cycle,
the used ones in the front and pulling from the back. I now
have
a routine.
I was about to say, a cycle will happen
I'm not
eventually.
I got it. Right?
Yeah, I figured it would happen anyway as time goes on.
Yeah.
Especially if we're going to do this for another fucking 9 months or 10
oh
months.
All right, Slim. Ready?
Yeah.
$200 question. Which of these nations has the largest population?
Ooh.
A, France, B, China, C, Pakistan, D, U.S.
China.
That's
easy as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
God, France, that shit's crazy.
Hello.
That is it for $200 questions. On to the threes.
We're into $300.
So does this mean that if I get knocked out, do I have 2 points or I have 3 points?
You have whatever the highest dollar amount is.
Okay.
We're never going to get to a million.
What's up?
A million points?
That. One day. No, no, never.
Yeah, exactly.
Be none 4 years
later.
Smart enough to get all that right, high.
Paul.
No, I'm saying like to get like accumulatively, because like, he has what, $200? So if he gets the 400, he has $600.
None of us are ever going to fucking play this game all the way to $1 million. None
you
of
have
us
to,
are that
dude.
Smart.
No.
Good. I'll learn.
This, I hope... Some of the cooking shows I watch have rubbed off on you a little bit.
Okay.
I probably cannot pronounce this properly, but I'm going to try. Coq au vin is a dish that originated from which country?
Who?
A, Spain, B, France, C, Ireland, or D, Finland?
Can you cover up the answers and shit and just let me see the
there's it doesn't
the
give you the...
Yeah, it doesn't show you on the card.
France?
Final answer?
Yes.
That's correct.
No, don't say it. It's
I had to see how it was spelled.
Cause
it's spelled like a French word.
Obviously, but she's like, Coco Ben. I'm like, how the fuck do I know? It sounds like she said, like, chocolate venom.
It sounded like she said, I heard Colt Unvin.
Yeah, did you?
I thought that was the name of Vin Diesel.
Your headphones are working because I heard Colt Ben.
All right, Bob, $300 question.
Dragon Ball Z Fireball.
Yeah.
Coco Ben. Sorry, go ahead.
How many wrong answers in a round of Family Feud gives the other family a chance to steal?
Oh.
A, one.
Oh, shit.
B, two. C, three. Or D, five.
Survey says.
I literally have zero idea, but I know that Sean watches game shows on YouTube all the time.
Steve Harvey.
And I watched the blooper reels, like 2 hour long compilations of bloopers from the 70s. Awesome. Somehow,
ask
it's great.
The audience.
All right.
What's up? So you're going to ask the audience.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Yeah, because I don't know it.
Oh.
Would you like me to read the question again?
No, the answer is three.
That is correct.
Three. Three X's, Bob. Three X's. Then the other team gets to steal.
So Bobby used his ass audience.
Yes,
mark that
did.
Down. Bobby can't ask the audience, but he
asked the audience. This is the only one that lost.
All right, nice. Slim, your $300 question.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Is what is someone's real name most likely to be if he is known as Dick? A. Dilbert.
That's awesome.
B. Richard.
Dilbert.
C. Edward. Or D. Dustin.
Richard.
That's correct.
This is good.
Slim, you're a real Richard Cranium for getting all these easy questions.
Dick Cranium.
No, dickhead.
Yo, so, no,
yeah. Dick Cranium.
I'm going to start using that. You're a real Dick Cranium. You know that? I'm a lark. You play Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? I do every 2 weeks.
I had someone, side note, I had someone on the phone today. They were like, oh, hey, I'm trying to do this return. I've got a receipt, blah, blah. I have the items. So I'm like, yeah, it's totally fine. He goes, okay, what's your name? Andrew. Okay, thanks, Andy. And I'm like, you motherfucker.
You don't like Andy?
If I say my name is one thing, it doesn't give you the permission to change it to a nickname, whatever you feel like to call me.
That's fair.
That's my thing. Like, my family calls me Andy's because I was a child. Like, my grandpa was Andrew, so I was Andy, like, by default.
Yeah.
And that's fine. But if I say my name is this, you don't get to call me the nickname of whatever my original name is. Like, unless I give that as my name. You know what I'm saying? It just pissed me off.
Whatever, Andy. Move on.
All right, go on.
All right.
Like, I got this receipt.
Like, you say, oh, hey, I'm Bob. Like, I'm Bob. Thank you. Oh, thanks, Robert.
Yeah.
Or Bobby. Like, you know, you just, I don't know.
I don't like when people, I don't like when customers I'm dealing with say my name at all.
Okay, I don't like when people enough. Say my name. When someone's talking to me.
Yeah, we've talked about this
they
before.
They see your name tag and they say your name.
Nah, not even that. No, just like if you're talking to me like, Paul, you won't believe it. I'm like, motherfucker,
oh,
we're
I
talking right
I say your
right
name
now.
All the time.
I know, but we're talking right, and I hate it.
Paul, get over it.
All right, Andy,
listen,
let's
Paul,
go.
You.
Good, Josie.
Oh, no, okay. All right.
Now you're going to say her name, motherfucker.
All right. What is the name of Gladys Knight's backing group? A, the Drips, B, the Skips, C, the Pips, or D, the Grips?
I don't know if I want to ask a ass. Oh, dang. Gladys Knight and what were the Drips?
The Drips, the Skips, the Pips, the Grips.
I'm going to go with 50-50.
Okay.
Oh, does it close two answers? How does it know
yeah,
which one's right?
I close them.
Oh.
I know it, which yeah, one's right. Give it. Me a second to think.
You just thought it'd be like, don't, don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Go down. I'm like,
and
wow.
It knows the worst.
What
yeah,
a production.
Just hit the light yourself behind yeah. you.
Dimmer switch.
I got a dimmer Dim on
Dimming the
that.
Lights. Yeah. Great podcast.
You just read it.
Great podcast.
All right. So that gives you B, the Skips, or C, the Pips?
Skips.
Final answer.
Yes.
Wrong.
Dang.
Oh.
The
wow.
Pips.
All right.
I felt bad. I almost.
Did you know it?
I
of
almost
he
fucked
knew
you
it.
Up because Susie said Skips. I went. And fucking that. And then she gave you the, is that your final answer? And I was like, oh, fuck. Now he knows that it's wrong. But
I should
you still said
ask
so.
The
I would have said the Grips.
Well, the Pips is the only one that sounds like a fucking band name.
Skips?
Skips, Grips, and Drips? What the, who
Skips
the,
does.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
Paul Wolf and the Skips?
That sounds awesome. It sounds
the
like we're skipping.
Sounds
group.
Sick, dude.
Drips sound weird.
Anyway, you guys.
Yeah, no, it's like,
all right, so me and Paul are eliminated now.
Yes, and it's Bob's turn. You're a $500 question. Ready?
Oh, shit.
Easy. Which Beverly Hills zip code was featured in a TV series title? A, 90210.
Andy's all mad.
B, 91020. C, 92010.
Yeah.
D, 9. Should I say 0? No, I'll say O. Yeah. 90120.
I don't know what letter it was, but 90210.
That's correct.
That sounds like it's more confusing listening to the question.
Yeah, it is. Honestly, I was.
Jenny Garth, bro.
Well, you think you're supposed to see them. You know,
Matt Dillon, or who's the what the fuck is that guy's name? Luke Perry.
Luca Perry.
Not Matt Dillon.
Luca Perry.
Luke Perry, and then Jason Priestley.
I felt like you were reading me binary code.
Tiffany Amber.
You decide.
Brian Austin Green. That dude's married to Megan.
How
Fox
how nowadays. How are you doing this right now?
Yeah. Ian Ziering.
Okay.
You haven't named any of the girls though. Which
yeah,
is
I did. I said Jenny Garth. I said Tiffany Amber Thiessen, and now I'm gonna say Tori Spelling.
I missed all that.
And then nowadays they had Shanae Grimes on it 10 years ago or whenever the fuck they
nowadays
did,
10 years
when
ago.
They did the reboot. The
Who's
reboot
Shanae
was only
Grimes?
Like Shanae Grimes. She was on 90210 because you know. I had that rap. I had that old Smokestack rap where I said, you know, I got that white girl. I call her Shanae Grimes because I make that 90210 money with her all the time.
Nice. John's familiar.
What's, like selling
what's the
cocaine.
White girl? Okay.
Bars.
Bars.
But no, Shanae Grimes used to be on Degrassi, The Next Generation.
Yeah.
Then she left the show to go join 90210.
God, your fucking catalog is.
It's a fucking Rolodex.
Where's the Shanae Grimes question?
This, unfortunately, does not have to do with Shanae Grimes.
Shanae Grimes. Okay.
Thank God he just gave us the history.
Hey, you would have got it right if it was.
$500 question.
All
right,
Slim.
Yes.
$500.
Mr. Montague and Miss Capulet are better known by what names? A, Bonnie and Clyde. B, Romeo and Juliet. C, Sonny and Cher. Or D, Gracie and George.
No way he's getting this.
Don't doubt.
I don't know if he's going to.
I have no idea. So.
What really? The fuck?
Hey, you guys.
That I mean, I have an assumption of what it is Hold because on. I know what the
Go
other
ahead.
Three are. But...
What are you going to say, Joseph?
I was saying. That
We're
they...
giving you hints. Yeah, we should shut up. Go ahead.
Well, not even that, but they're
Answer.
Also possibly D
now.
Messing you up.
Andy.
You
never know. D messing you up.
Paul, will you do me well?
He's asking his audience.
Oh, he's using his ass audience, dude.
It's Romeo and Juliet.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Damn, I would have said Bonnie and Clyde.
I did not know that.
Really?
Montague? Their names
I thought their names are Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Romeo,
yeah,
like, Romeo, Juliet, Juliet.
Star-crossed lovers from the families. They name the families. That's their last names.
I did not know
Romeo
that.
And
Fuck.
Juliet.
You should watch that Leonardo DiCaprio movie. It's good. I'm not even
The Man in the Iron Mask?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. That's it. I was talking about The Aviator.
The Mask of Zorro.
I love Django.
What's Eating Gilbert Gary?
Oh, yeah, that one.
Gilbert.
Fall through the floor right now. So anyway, go ahead. It's Bob's turn.
I hate when there's ones with words I can't pronounce.
You want me to pronounce it?
Is it French?
It's French. I got it.
Colt en Spanish.
Oh, I don't have Spanish.
I said Colt en vin.
I got Spanish.
That's
vin.
That's French. Colt en
vin. You got to do the cues like silent. Like Colt.
Q would be K. Any Q sound is K.
Then it's cock.
Cock on in. All right.
Cock on in, brother.
Yeah.
Excuse me, just cocking on my ear.
Have a good day.
Cock right on in, all
right. All right, and your $1,000 question.
Oh, let me cock right in. Sorry, go ahead.
How dare you.
What title?
I'll see you guys later.
What title of address is used for an unmarried Spanish woman?
Wow.
A, Mademoiselle. Okay. B, Senorita. C, Senorina. Or D, Fraulein.
Fraulein?
Yes.
Sean,
Damn.
Shut the hell up.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
Miss Murray is going to be so mad.
Ah, fuck her. Right. She sucks.
Yeah, she does.
Mrs. Tattermeyer is gonna be mad.
Yeah, she is cool. She, yeah, she'll be mad too. I don't know. She seems
like a sixth grade teacher.
Read,
I imagine.
Wait, no.
You should have this, man.
Señorita.
That's correct.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I was gonna say that too.
It's the one that's.
I was like, it's got to be the obvious one.
Yeah, the obvious
one. Change words so I don't practice señorita.
Hola, señorita.
$1,000 question.
Hola. Yes.
Which country has the shamrock as its national emblem?
Damn.
A, Ireland. B, Wales. C, Scotland. D, Australia.
Oh.
It's definitely Australia.
Can I use my... no, it's Ireland.
Oh, I was about to say, for real, yes, it is.
I was like, I hope he gets fucked up.
Come on, I'm a McGregor fan. Come
yeah,
on.
He likes his that Conor is true. McGregor.
That was dumb. Here you go.
So you damn Slim's just rolling into Boku Bucks.
So is Bobby.
Can you not see my hand? Oh, thank you.
Me and Bobby still got our 50-50s, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think last week the highest we made it was like 600, or I think I only made it like $800 or something.
Well, it's 300 or 500, so.
I think I made it to 8. So, yep. What's up?
300 or 500.
Yeah, 300, 500,000.
There anyway. Was definitely an 800.
No.
Then maybe I made it to 8,000.
Oh, you know what? Maybe we gave you the wrong
8, dollar. Is there an 8,000?
We did not make it to 8,000.
If there's an 8,000, I made it to 8,000.
We didn't get
more. I had an 8. Do, whatever my card had was.
$800.
Was
I thought you made it to 4,000.
No. Then I made it to 4,000. That's what it was. I was doubling it.
Okay. All right. All right.
Money laundering.
Turn is it, Bob? Nice. It's your turn. All right, Bob. $2,000 question.
This is where I went out last.
What okay. is Homer Simpson's middle initial?
Ooh.
A P B B C J D L.
That's a weird way to yeah, tell those.
Can you at least those as numbers?
You can read it. Those
to me? B B
one. What? I think it's a J.
It is.
Let me double check. It's correct.
Yeah.
Nice, Bobby. Nice.
Damn. Jay Simpson. $2,000 for Slim now.
Ernest P. Worrell.
This shit's getting intense now. Now I'm getting interested.
I'm sweating.
All right. $2,000 question.
My heart's beating.
The Bay Area Rapid Transit Butcher. System is used in which city? A, Boston. B, Miami.
Come on,
C,
man.
C, San Francisco. Or D, Vancouver.
San Francisco.
That is correct.
We got two short fan over here.
It's all based off of what he likes.
He's from Oakland. But Oakland, San Francisco close, yeah, is the close. Bay Area, yeah. All they're just right. across the bridge.
$4,000 question.
Ooh.
God damn it.
Oh.
No words you can't say.
Yeah, it's probably $4,000.
Can't say $4,000?
What nationality is the operatic tenor Placido Domingo?
Wow,
A, Italian. Hey. B, Mexican. C, Argentinian. And D, Spanish.
Can I see it, the card?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Just don't look at the back.
Yeah.
This is a tough one.
Yeah. Do you have any ask the audiences?
No,
he but he has a 50-50.
Yeah, I'm going to use my 50-50.
Nice. Didn't work for me, just saying.
Yeah, this one's good.
It depends which one she eliminates.
Yeah. Because if she leaves two, you're fucked, but good.
Yeah, there's two that I'm kind of real confused about. Oh, I'm still kind of confused.
Oh, you did it, didn't you?
She did it.
I did it.
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
I left him with
Spanish and Argentinian.
Yes.
Yeah. That's, I was like, if she eliminates Spanish.
Because his name's Domingo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that?
I can't make it.
That's me just going, ooh.
Senorita.
I'm going to go.
Oh.
With Spanish.
Oh, I think it's Argentina.
That's right.
Oh, shit.
Spanish.
That's why I'm at $300.
Yep. And go, I'm at no dollars.
Yep.
God.
No, I would have said Spanish.
Oh, okay. The
fuck is a Placido Domingo?
I would have gotten all these other questions, except for Bonnie and Clyde. I mean, Romeo and Juliet. Yeah.
Well, like you said, you wouldn't have got it.
All right, Slim.
Yep.
$4,000 question.
Consistent. Yeah.
Which of these feeds exclusively on insects? A, spotted flycatcher. B, fly agaric. I'll let you look at it.
Fly agaric.
Yes. C, Venus flytrap. Or D, fly by night.
Slim's getting the picture right now for all you listening. That's all this dead air. Yeah, I'm out of the picture.
I can't get what's happening.
There it is.
That was terrible. All right, sorry.
I like how it was the blinds at first. I was like, oh, Sean's really...
I thought I'd be able to get it.
Exclusively on insects?
Exclusively on insects. Venus flytrap.
That's
Venus.
Correct.
Hold on. Answer you in your microphone. Nobody can hear
it's
you.
It's Venus flytrap.
Thank you. That was for the listeners.
Sorry.
$4,000 a slim.
I tried to talk in Paul's mic, but...
$8,000 question to Bob.
Yeah, I don't think it's on, honestly. I don't know.
All right. The Franciscan order was founded by St. Francis of where? A. Naples, B. Verona, C. Padua, or D. Assisi? This is a repeat question.
What was
we didn't make it this high.
Actually, we did, because Sean was right. He made it to eight and
this was the question
lost.
I failed on.
Yeah. So Sean had $8,000?
I had $8,000.
If I can remember last week at all, I'd know this.
It was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yes, yeah, it was. Well, can you repeat it, please? Back.
I will. The Franciscan order was founded by St. Francis of where? A. Naples, B. Verona, C. Padua, or D. Assisi?
Sean made me nervous.
I know. Sean also, you can't ask an ass.
Paul.
Can I see it?
What? Mm-hmm. Stop saying my name.
That's not my name. Yeah. My name is my name.
My name's Andy.
No.
This is a heated. I'll vamp.
Padua.
Oh, okay.
You're going with C?
Yeah.
That's incorrect.
Oh.
Bobby's knocked 4G.
Damn.
All right,
but,
Slim.
But they
let's
were at the same level.
See what you
level.
Can do.
Yeah, we'll see.
Oh, wait, what happens?
We're going to see if
do
Slim
they,
can
do they go
to
around
8.
Again? If they both lose? Or they both just get 4 grand?
No, Slim just continues going until he...
No, if they both lose.
What if they both
then
lose?
Then it's over.
Okay, yeah, so
then we'll stop
grand.
At 4
okay.
grand.
Yeah. All right, Slim. $8,000 question. What is the name for the vehicle used in harness racing? A. Grouchy, B. Sulky, C. Moody, or D. Whiny?
In what?
Harness racing.
Harness racing.
What's harness racing?
I couldn't tell
you. We can't tell
you. But there's like things like tiny cars. There's all kinds of different racing.
Horse racing.
No, I'm talking about like they just do like.
Oh, like, okay.
It's racing.
Read to me one more time.
What is the name for the vehicle used in harness racing? A. Grouchy, B. Sulky, C. Moody, or D. Whiny?
50-50.
You got one?
Yeah, he does.
He's using his 50-50.
You can just say the answers that are...
I will.
Okay, sorry. Every time you look...
Okay, that leaves you with B. Sulky or C. Moody.
Sulky.
Final answer. Oh, yeah. I'm not. Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
damn,
shit.
$8,000 this
Slim
guy.
Keeps going.
Here's your card. Yeah, he keeps going.
Here's your sign.
Let's go 60.
Here's your sign.
Bill Engvall.
16,000.
Oh, God.
Is that Jeff Foxworthy?
No, that's Bill Engvall. Jeff Foxworthy is, you might be
we
ready.
We go from 8,000 to 16,000?
Yeah, man. Double.
Ron Tater Salad White.
What about Gitter Dunn? Paul, come on.
That's
blue collar comedy
guy.
Tour. Get it down. Get it together, Paul.
All right. $68,000 question.
Jesus.
Aboard which vessel did Charles Darwin make his 5-year voyage of discovery? A. Beagle, B. Pelican, C. Discovery, or D. Mayflower?
Discovery.
Is that what you're going with?
Yes.
I'm going to say Beagle.
It is Beagle.
Boom. Damn.
You lose it.
And Discovery was a.
Was a starship.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
Nice. Nice job,
yeah.
Slim.
Yeah, damn, good job, man.
Good job, Bob.
8 grand. All right, we'll take it.
8 grand. Who wants to be a millionaire?
Me.
I've won $400
like
so far.
I like money.
I like money.
Yeah, that was a good game.
Yeah, that was a good game.
We're I'm learning
intense.
Too.
Well done,
it's actually,
Slim. Well done.
It's actually,
thank
I feel,
it's getting intense.
I feel better when I leave because I feel like I've learned stuff.
So now, Sean,
and I'm pronouncing and I'm pronouncing words I wouldn't normally say.
Yeah. That's why we're gonna
you
make
said,
it to a million dollars.
You said "kutumbu" today.
Okay, almost. So wait, are Sean and Slim tied now? Because if
I
you made 8 grand,
what's up?
Yeah. He didn't make
no,
eight
I got 4 grand.
Okay,
so
four.
I
then
have
nothing.
Four and then nothing.
And then he had
fucking. I don't know what he had last. Yet. Oh, I do remember what he had last week. It was 800. No, he had 300 and 500. That's why I kept remembering 800.
So 200, 300,
so 500. So he had 500.
500. What's your total? Your top?
500 plus 8,000 is 8,500.
Yeah. Okay.
Someone write that down.
Put in your notes, like in your phone notes. So
Cat can't throw up on that.
Well, he can, but it'll be there.
Yeah, he'll keep that. He won't throw that away. This is getting washed.
Okay, so Slim is now at 8,500. Bobby made it to 2 grand last time. What'd he make it to this time?
4?
8, I thought.
Yeah, he lost in... No, you made it...
So his highest number was 4. Okay. So that's 6 grand altogether. So Bobby's now in second place.
Woo!
I have 400.
Paul, what did you have this week?
300, so I have $400 total.
Yeah, 400
He had 200 last week, though. I remember him and Jorge were tied at 200.
Okay, so...
So you have 500. 500.
Yeah.
And then I have 4,000 plus. Nothing.
I feel like I'm going to read all these cards and win next week.
It's locked in my car, just so everyone
knows. Lock this shit up.
Guess I won't.
So
I just told him where it was.
Now, after 2 months, we now have a new leader. With Slim. Woo! With the dollar sign.
Slim Jong-un.
You know, I'm all about them dollar signs.
Dollar sign.
Of course he wants to be a millionaire. That is true.
Bobby now sitting still cool in second place with the 6,000.
Nice. I'm sitting comfy.
So yeah, he can easily come back.
Right.
Me, I'm sitting in third place now. From first to third, I dropped heavy at 4,000. And
I've been Paul, even keel.
Yeah,
at
you're
last.
At 500. You did better than last
yeah,
week.
Yeah, a gentleman's last.
Respectable. Yeah. Paul.
Thanks for sacrificing yourself for me.
Yeah, you're welcome. That's why.
And then helping me.
Yeah. I did, yeah. Romeo and Juliet. Yep.
You did. Yeah.
Bonnie and Clyde.
And I helped Bobby with one.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You didn't trust me with the pips, though.
No,
that was Bob.
Didn't.
What's up?
It was me. I chose
you
Skips.
You didn't trust me with the pips.
Yeah, you're like, who what the fuck? Who would think Skips? And I'm like, me.
Because, I mean, it's definitely a pip.
I would have thought Drips, bro.
A pip boy.
Pip boys?
Yeah.
Like the place that does...
Fallout. You want to borrow Fallout?
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking like the tire place. Pip boys.
You want to borrow Fallout? I'm sure you'll like it.
What, Fallout?
Yeah, 4?
He's making beats all the time.
Oh, okay.
Like Dr. Dre.
I think I'm going to get the Red Dead next. I
told you, let you borrow it. It's good.
What, Red Dead?
Yeah.
Let me just buy it.
I'm getting a free gift.
I don't want to sell it.
Yeah, free gift.
I haven't even beat it yet. It's so long.
You just
60-hour campaign.
No,
wild.
Yeah, I think Red Dead next. I haven't decided what I want to game. I have Vice City on my computer I could always play. And
buy
a
PlayStation 4. Get Destiny.
Start playing Destiny online. I think it's about time I finally tried GTA Online.
So fun, dude.
After 6 years
owned
of the
game for a while?
Yeah, since I got an Xbox One.
Yeah.
but I've never played it online.
It's
I've only
so
played
much
it,
better. I will play with you.
Okay. but no, people were like, I listened to like a conversation about it, and people were like, no, you can just set up like a friends only room and just go do whatever. You still do your missions and shit without people what they call grieving. Yeah, that just
grieving.
Grieving is what it's called, where you just get killed by randos in a room. Yeah,
yeah, you just team up and go kill them.
Oh, what?
Or you can just fuck around and like,
well, yeah,
do whatever.
I think it's about time I try it. But yeah, I also want to make a lot of beats. I think that's my next goal too. I gotta make myself some. I've been creative lately. It's been like, yeah, I've been feeling like I'm finally getting out of my little slump over.
Good.
Did you feel like you were in a slump?
Yeah, bad for the past 3 years. So, yeah, it's about time.
That's fair.
To be creative and have fun and feel like a 14-year-old again, even though I'm 30.
Yeah?
Fat and I'm 30. I posted this picture on Facebook today of myself at 14 and myself from Saturday night. And
couldn't tell.
My you couldn't tell the difference. No, my
a little bit of facial hair, but
my mom was like, looks like you work harder at it now, and I wanted to be like, well, I'm fatter and older, I got a lot more to carry around. But I was like, hey, my mom will think that's not funny.
So, oh really?
I don't know. I don't know if she'd get it. She would get it in person.
Oh, not yeah. Via the
via comment, you gotta be careful what you say. Like I'm way different nowadays via comment. I don't fucking comment on shit anymore.
Yeah, just be a ghost.
Even if it's something that I think is funny, because you see so often people post things that they think is funny that is not funny.
Yeah.
In comments constantly, they're like, It's like nobody needed that comment that wasn't funny.
Delete that.
Yeah.
That's what you should start doing.
Delete it, sir.
Delete that. Everyone heart this fucking comment, so they delete it.
Angry reacts only.
Yeah. Until they delete it.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
So,
your mom's comment.
So, Slim, you're 30 years old now. I mean, 24.
34, who knows?
On the phone?
He was a senior in 2003.
That was another thing I was thinking about. Like, people were like, man, your stage performance is on fleek, is what people were saying to me.
Someone said that to you, or are you making that
I'm
up?
I'm making it up. But people were, but people were telling me.
Now that I'm 30, I make up what people say about me.
I did have a number of people say to me, like, you know, like,
hey, good
well,
job.
You, yeah, you have, no, they said, like, they're like, you have the stage presence
good
down,
set,
and that part of it down. And I'm like, I mean, I've been doing it a long time.
Yeah, I've been tweaking since I was 16.
I was thinking about it, and I'm like, yeah, I mean, Slim, when did you play your first show? Was, what, 2 years ago?
No, yeah, at the Empire. It was a little over 2 years ago. It was October.
So 14 years from now, you'll be as good as me at performing.
Nice.
As I am.
It's
different genre, but I'll work on it.
Short road.
We're in the same genre now, and
I know.
He'll be 38 and doing what you did.
We'll
at the
take
genre. I made it. Hey, Mom, it's Andy.
Will you please come to a show now?
Yeah, I'll buy you drinks. Hello? Hello? Son of a bitch.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah. That was good. I mean.
That's so sad. I hate everything.
You're trying to say what I did Saturday was sad?
No, me. My parents not coming to my show. What you did was fantastic.
Yeah, it was.
You owned the stage.
Because I've been doing it for 14
years. Yeah, you started financing.
Years,
yeah. I know how much you love financing.
Now,
14 years later, I finally paid it off. Now I own the stage.
Yeah.
Slim, for you, $25 a month minimum payment, you can own the stage also.
Hey,
you can own this ankle high stage at your own gyro pizzeria.
You know what? I have enough bruises on my shins, and I'm down to own that stage.
All my ankles are gone.
Yeah.
The craziest thing is that there is like a stage to stand on and play in.
But it's not really a stage. Like, it was designed to be just like upper level seating.
Yeah. But 8 years ago, that shit wasn't there, though.
When we got there at about...
No, we just set up on the floor back in the day for all those years. It actually was like... really short. It was only like a ledge that was like this long in the back, and we would put our amps up on it and set up on the floor.
You're right. Yeah.
And we did that for years
Me and Chance got there about 7:15. There was a whole ass six-seated family sitting on the stage enjoying their dinner, and we just started moving chairs from around them, and I was like, I don't want to disrupt them, but like at the same time, I was like, all right, we got 10 minutes, we gotta go.
Sean Ass is about to be here?
I was about to say, as soon as those people got their food done, they bolted out of that place. They were like, we are out of here. Whatever is going on, we don't
They shouldn't have seated anyone there if it was at all possible.
They just let
you sit wherever you want.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. God damn.
There's no sea hostess.
It's just the Eurogyro.
Hi, welcome to the Eurogyro.
Yeah, would you like pick up delivery or book a band?
Or would you like a seat?
Yeah. Or would you like to sit on the stage?
Would you like to rent the stage for
$25 minimum payment a month?
Yeah, you can own it.
Rent to own.
That's awesome. I appreciate you guys coming Saturday. That was a lot of fun. Yeah, Josie, you got to give me those videos
for sure.
You got. Did you get any good videos? I forgot to give you my phone until like this last song. I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I
here's
have
my phone.
Yeah, I have a couple of videos, but they're long, and if I send them to you, they'll like decompress.
Is what you need to do: upload them to Google Drive and then send me the Google Drive links.
Okay.
And then I can download those.
Okay.
Have Google Drive on your phone.
I think I do.
And then, just upload them to Google Drive when you're on Wi-Fi.
Okay. I got a blurry picture of you right there.
Nice blurry
picture. Non-blurry picture.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, you could hold your phone then.
New profile pic #.
Well, yeah, no, I know it's Vito's. I understand.
He couldn't hold his phone till freely.
You still have an Android too, though, don't you?
Yeah.
I was gonna say we could plug it in and copy them.
That would
be
the easiest thing to
do. Want to do that? So let's end this show so we can do that before you get out of here. All right. I appreciate you guys coming. We did a long episode today.
Yeah.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Volume 2. We'll do it again next month. You said we want to do something on Christmas.
I think so. If you guys would like to come over,
yeah, that'll keep me from trying to have to find a guest that night.
Yeah, yeah, come over. I'll have, don't eat too much food at your parents' house. I'll have some snacks.
No
some
promises,
herbs.
But I'll be ready.
Oh, I thought it was one of the games.
You know what my tradition is? You know what my tradition is every Christmas?
Spaghetti.
And you
I was going to make spaghetti, but nice. Paul was like, you know that.
Sean eats spaghetti every.
No, I said I will make spaghetti for Sean, and he was like, "Well, can we make something else too?" He's like, "Slim and Bob like other food."
Well, I'll eat anything and everything.
I appreciate you always thinking of me first.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know you won't come over if there's not warm ketchup.
Or
so
apples.
Every time I serve hot dogs or hamburgers or French
she
fries,
she buys a new bottle of ketchup.
A brand new bottle. At one point, I had three
prior.
In my cupboard, like unopened, because Sean didn't show up to the parties or didn't.
Damn.
Eat. I was like, dang.
Preemptively,
I'll take
it.
Those.
I should have took it out of the fridge sooner.
Used them. Yeah.
Oh, that's but yeah.
Yeah, thaws his ketchup.
Funny.
Go to a restaurant. How long has this been sitting here?
We'll she has a sink full of hot water with a ketchup bottle in it.
Warming it up.
Yeah.
I would never do that.
Like
don't even
well.
Put ideas in his head.
No. Yeah, I don't want the ketchup hot.
I was kidding. You're not going to get any hot
too
ketchup.
Spicy.
I'm microwaving it for you.
It's like bubbling and stuck to the plate. Like,
yeah,
what did
and
you
I microwaved the whole bottle so it's melted.
What the fuck? Anyway, yeah, so Christmas. We'll do Christmas extravaganza this
cool.
year.
Cool.
And, yeah, that's
reindeer
about it.
Reindeer games.
Yeah, I appreciate you. All. Yeah. Nobody, but nobody let Rudolph play. You know.
No. We'll all wear red noses. Though.
We're all dressed like Ben Affleck.
Well, no, if we wore that's red better. Noses, we wouldn't be allowed to play reindeer games because Rudolph's not allowed to play.
Solid point.
Let's have
a hole in your theory there.
Thanks, Slim.
Let's have a good day.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.